Times are bad and money's tight. People've lost their confidence.
Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 267 for October 10th, 2010.
Unlike all of them.
The music in this podcast is provided by Aerial Publicity. And the song you're listening to is Pockets Full of Gold. Complications. The artist is Danica Holmes. And you can find Danica's music at her website at www.danicaholmes.com. That's www.danicaholmes.com. DanicaHolmes.com.
It don't matter.
Or you can purchase her music directly at cdbaby.com.
You and I.
That's cdbaby.com.
Looking forward to the good times.
Well, I don't know if you heard Coco in the background, but, you know, as usual, he likes to get into the show. And we are a show about the home-based travel agent business, or the travel agent business in general. And I want to thank you for stopping by and being a part of the show. And you can find the website at www.hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And you can drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And if you do go over to the website, you're going to find the archives over there. You're going to find many of the past shows that we've done over the past few years. And we have shows that go back more than 5 years, but on the website, I think the shows go back a couple of years. And you can find shows, and everything is tagged. So if you have a particular interest, you can click on the tag on the right-hand side of the page. So if you have an interest in cruises, you can click on that tag, and that will take you to shows that are about cruises. So you can easily find a topic that you're interested in if you go back to the website and click on tags. Well, once again, I want to thank you for being a listener. Thank you for stopping by. And if you're a subscriber, hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you subscribing to the show. And you know, the show is about the travel business. And Lorraine and I, and at times Gary Ebels, will get together and we'll talk about things of interest about the travel business. And we'll have shows, guests on that discuss destinations and other relevant topics to the travel business. And I have to apologize. The month of October is kind of spotty for the show. I was just out in Petaluma, California, and actually I met up with Lorraine, and that's what this show is about. Lorraine and I recorded a show in person out at Vianza Winery. And you know, Lorraine and I have only met up twice, and though this was the second time in more than 5 years that we actually met each other, but we do talk every week, or almost every week on the phone, and do a recording for the show here. So, you know, it was great to see Lorraine again, and we've developed quite a friendship over time, and it was just a real pleasure to stop by and see Lorraine. And I also had an opportunity to run into one of our listeners, who is also a friend of Lorraine's, but he listens to the show, and he really enjoys it, and that's John Jones. And I want to thank John for all of his nice comments about the show when I ran into him in person. And John particularly likes the music, you know, and I was surprised. John told me that I think out of the last 20 songs that he's purchased, 16 of those songs were played here on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So I don't know, you may wonder why we do the music here on the show, but I like to do that to give the show some variety, but also give some artists exposure that they normally otherwise wouldn't get. You know, you listen to these top 20 radio stations or radio stations that are owned by these big conglomerates, and they have the same playlist, and they play the same things over and over again. And these independent artists don't get that much exposure, so, you know, I like to present them as a part of the show here, in addition to talking about travel. Now, Lorraine, when I was out there in Petaluma, Lorraine asked me, she says, you know, is there anything different that we can do with the show? How can she help me do something different? Or what is it that we can do to make the show more interesting? And then, you know, she really got me thinking. And I thought, you know, I think every show we could probably include a short segment on the business aspects of running a travel agent business. And there's a whole host of topics. Actually, I was on the airplane flying back, and I listed out just some of the major topic areas of business-related topics that we could talk about. And I suspect at times I'm going to be the one that talks about these topics. At times, Lorraine and I will discuss these topics, and at times, Lorraine, Gary, and I, all three of us, will talk about these topics. But today, I have a topic that I'm going to talk about myself. Well, that's not right. I'm not going to talk about myself. I'm going to present the topic, and Lorraine and Gary, I'll reserve them to present it, to help me present this in the future. But the topic today is something that I'm going to talk about, and it has to do with one of my favorite quotes. And you know, the quote is, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Now, once again, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And the author of that quote is Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou is a poet. And, you know, I just really like that quote, and it is one of my favorites. But, you know, you're probably wondering, well, what does this have to do with the travel business? Well, it has everything to do with how you treat your clients. You know, you can be the most knowledgeable travel agent in the world, and you know, your follow-up may be fantastic, but if you don't know how to treat your clients, they will not return to you for further business. So what does that mean? Well, you have to show an interest in your clients. You can't simply be an order taker to be a good travel agent. Imagine if you contacted a travel agent to purchase a cruise, and that agent just simply took down the dates that you wanted to travel, and then the agent offered you a couple of options, and then you simply responded with your preferred option, and the agent booked the cruise and said thank you. Well, think about this. How different is that experience from booking something online? Now, when you buy something online, you don't feel a personal connection with the website. You know, you simply enter the data and choose from the options presented from the website, and really, is that how you want to treat clients? You know, I don't think so. So if you don't want to make the experience with your clients personal, make the experience with your clients personal, your clients will forget what you say, and they certainly will forget what you did for them. So how do you make this experience personal for your clients? Well, you ask them about their family, ask them what kind of vacations they like to take, ask them to describe their favorite vacation, ask them if they like quiet time at the pool, or maybe they're interested in the nightlife. Talk to your clients about their children, about their pets. You know, people love to talk about themselves, and when you show an interest in your clients, they will remember you because you made them feel good. And the big side benefit to all of this in taking an interest in your clients is that you are learning about how they have a good time when they travel. And that helps you develop vacations that they will really be interested in and have a good time with. In addition, you might develop leads for future sales if your clients talk about their family. You know, maybe they have a family reunion coming up where you book a family vacation for them. Or maybe there's a wedding approaching in the family, and the bride and groom are soon to make honeymoon plans, and maybe you'll get a referral to the bride and groom to help them with those plans. So, being more than an order taker will create business for you. And the famous Dale Carnegie puts it the best. You can close more business in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get people interested in you. Once again, you can close more business in 2 months by becoming interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get people interested in you. And that's a quote by Dale Carnegie, and I'm sure you've all heard of Dale Carnegie. So that's the business segment for today, and what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment. Again, it's Lorraine and I. We're together with each other, handing the microphone back and forth, and you may notice that as you listen, but it was a great time. It was great being with Lorraine, and this is a short co-hosted segment from the Vianza Winery. So here we go with that.
Welcome to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We're here in Northern California, and when I say we're, actually Lorraine and I are together today. This is the second time in all the years that we've been doing this show, we've gotten together for the second time, which is kind of amazing. And we're standing out here on a nice sunny day. And unfortunately, I apologize, we haven't had a show here in a couple of weeks, but one of the reasons is because I came out here to the Mac Computer Expo and came out here to see Lorraine, and she's standing right here next to me, which is really unusual for the show. And so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Lorraine and have her say hi, and she can tell us a little bit about where we're at.
Thank you, Barry. Yes, this is kind of a historic event. It's the second time in 5 years that we've actually been in the same time zone together, much less been in the company of one another. And for me, it's very exciting because I just admire Barry and his ability and his friendship that we have developed over the last 5 years. And it's pretty interesting. We were with a lot of Mac people in the last couple of days and lots of podcasters. We were with Adam Christensen and Jeff Gamet and a whole bunch of other people that if you're a Mac person, you'll know who these names are. But it was just really interesting because the conversation that I had with them is the fact that Barry and I have developed a relationship over the years and we don't even live in the same time zone. So that podcasting has this whole life of its own. And I know I appreciate being able to give to it and that, you know, we've developed a friendship over the years. The two things that do my heart really good about this whole experience is I have Barry in my Mac world, and I have him in the Sonoma County in the fall. And Barry, what are you thinking about Sonoma County in the fall?
Well, as I was telling you a little while earlier, boy, the climate is great here compared to Michigan, and, you know, this could be a retirement spot. I'm looking around here thinking, oh, there's green trees, and the climate's good, and the humidity's low, boy, what, and the people are wonderful out here, so what more could you ask for? And I did have a good time at the Mac Computer Expo, by the way, even though I'm slowly becoming converted from a PC person, right, Lorraine?
That's right. You know, I'm persistently annoying. I eventually get my way. One of the things that we're going to focus on today on this shorter podcast is we're doing a destination topic, and the destination is going to be fall in the wine country, particularly Sonoma County, because we're all known here as Sonoma wine country. And then if you go about an hour east of us, we will be in Napa County, but we're not going to go there during this short visit. Sonoma County is known for its wineries. And Barry, which winery are at? And why don't you tell us a little about what your experience has been while you're here?
Well, I know you'd ask me that, and I don't know if I can pronounce it, so you're going to have to help me with that, Lorraine.
It's called Vianza.
Vianza. I was going to say Vanessa, but I knew that was probably not right.
It's a really, really nice winery that's out here in Sonoma, and it's actually not far from the racetrack that is totally skipping my mind that we just drove by, Infinity Racetrack. It's, you know, now owned by somebody, so it used to be another racetrack, but it's also a big draw that's out here. And the beauty of Vianza, it's on a hilltop, and it's got vineyards all over it. It has its own wood-burning oven stove. We had a really nice pizza here. And inside the shop, why don't you talk a little bit about what we discovered inside of their shop?
Yeah, inside the shop, we went in there, and there's all kinds of marinades and all kinds of vinegars, and there's various types of rubs that you can get. And I'm probably leaving out the big part. There's all kinds of wine here. And if you're into wine tasting, this is a great place to come. They have a whole variety of it. And they have several stations where you can stop by and take care of your wine tasting needs. And you can walk out of here, I'm sure, a lot lighter in the wallet as a result of that. So what a beautiful place, though. It's on a hilltop, as Lorraine mentioned. You can look down in the valley. And actually, I was looking down on the valley here a little while ago and watched a biplane land on a runway, and I could see the whole event. I mean, that's how high up we are looking down in the valley. So it's really it's a beautiful place, and you can hear people in the background enjoying themselves. Food's good. I believe the wine's good, and even though Lorraine and I don't drink wine or drink at all, but the food was excellent, view's excellent, and I'd highly recommend this place. Vianza, I'll say it. So thanks for bringing me here, Lorraine.
Absolutely. For our listeners who would be interested in getting a little more detail about this one of many, many wineries that is located here in Sonoma County, it's at Vianza.com, and it's V-I-A-N-S-A, Vianza.com. It's located in Sonoma. One of the other unique things about this place is it's a little bit of a bird sanctuary, which is really nice. So you may hear the birds in the background, but they have a whole area that's set aside just for the birds to be able to come and be safe. And it's pretty much away from any houses, which is nice. We are definitely out in the country. So we just wanted to make a short show. Barry is leaving tomorrow, and I'm sad about that. But we were able to have a couple meals together. Again, he was at the expo. Raw Voice was the sponsor of our event, which was a great opportunity for him to meet some more Mac people, as well as be able to connect with people that he hasn't seen for a while, including Chris Christensen. And we enjoyed meals together, and that was, you know, it's always about breaking bread and enjoying friendship and being able to connect one another. So thank you again, Barry, for being coming over and being a guest in our area.
Well, you're welcome, Lorena, and it sure is my pleasure to be here, and it's my pleasure to spend some time with you in this beautiful part of the country, and it's an area that you call home, and you know, we're just going to have to get out here more often and do this more instead of meeting twice in the course of 5 years. That's but it's amazing what podcasting will do, and all the friends that that you can make, and special friends like Lorene that come about because of this this great medium here. So with that, we're going to sign off for now, and it'll be a short show, but that's because I'm on the road, and we'll get it produced next weekend when I'm back home and in front of all my gear. So until then, we will catch you all later. And in the meantime, if you want to email Lorene, you can email her at...
My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, which is sharptongued@mac.com, and I can be reached on my Facebook account at Lorene R, which is LORENER. Again, I highly recommend clients to be able to come out any time of year to Sonoma County. It's beautiful, but I got to tell you, fall is awesome, as well as spring. So those would be the two areas that I'd recommend. Not that we ever get over 100 very often during the summer, but those are the two times that I would, you know, convince clients to be able to come out on a visit. So, Barry, what's a good way to be able to reach you?
Well, you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kant. So, very good. It's wonderful to be back in the saddle here again doing a podcast, even though it's a short one. And I know Lorene's got some guests, and also Gary Ebels has a guest lined up too coming up here in the near future. So we'll be back at it full swing here pretty soon. October's going to be a busy month. I'm back out to Las Vegas for a Blog World and New Media Expo coming up here on the 14th and 15th of October. So that's going to be another week that we won't have a show, but after that, we should be back on a regular basis. So I'd like to wish everybody a great October, a great fall, and we will see you then. So, and Lorena, it's been great being here with you.
Yeah, same here. Thanks so much, Bear.
All right, take care, everybody. Okay, thanks, Lorene. And well, it was a great time being there in person with you, and hopefully we can do it again soon. And that brings us to the news segment of the show. And I have two news articles today. And the first news article is comes from September 22nd, 2010, and plans have just been announced to establish the first museum in the United States to celebrate American writers. Now, it's a real surprise that a museum to honor American writers does not exist, but there is a group of Washington, D.C. literature lovers who have banded together to change that, and at the movement, at the head of the movement, is our nation's literary heritage. Well, let me put that again. At the head of the movement is Malcolm O'Hagan, and O'Hagan intends to establish the American Writers Museum. Now, this really caught my eye because, you know, I like to read and I like good literature whenever I have time to read, which isn't too often, but I do try to squeeze some of that in here. But Malcolm has credited his inspiration to a museum out of Ireland, that's the Dublin Writers Museum. And he says, I've long wondered how the United States, which has museums devoted to everything from spies to buttons to rock and roll and baseball, could be missing a museum that celebrates American writers. He says, although there are museums devoted to individual writers, often in the birthplace of the writer, there is no one institution that honors the impact of American writers and the impact that they've had on American history and culture. So in a short period of time,
Malcolm O'Hagan has generated a lot of support, and they really haven't found a location for the museum yet, and they're somewhat creating a contest and having different locations compete as to where this museum may be located. But I think this is a good travel opportunity for clients, especially if you have clients that are readers or that appreciate American literature. So keep your eye open for this in the future. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have an American Writers Museum here in the United States. And I don't know, a lot of people have gone to Key West. I know I did. And it was a real treat to walk into Ernest Hemingway's home on Key West and walk into his outbuilding upstairs where he did some of his writing. And it was just, it was kind of amazing to be in the same rooms where Hemingway was and produce some of those great works that he's produced. So an American Writers Museum, I'm sure, would do that, but many times over for all the wonderful writers that we have from our American culture. And anyhow, moving on to the next news item, and this is about Princess Cruise Lines. They're launching a blog featuring the ultimate travel bucket list. Now, it's not simply a list, and what they've done is they've taken 50 selected experts, each who've been with the company for more than 15 years, and these experts have traveled thousands of sea and air miles, visiting hundreds of countries, cities, and other sites, and they're going to share one of their interesting and inspiring experiences about what they consider their must-see travel spots around the globe. Now, each blog entry is going to contain a personal story, and the readers will also meet the expert through a revealing questionnaire. Now, few people have seen more of the world than Princess Cruise Line's own destination experts, according to John Swartz, who's the executive vice president for Princess Cruise Lines. And they've been to so many destinations, and they're often asked to recommend those don't-miss experiences that people should be sure to put on their travel bucket list. So this blog is going to be a place where you can go and find those experiences. This is a great opportunity for you as a travel agent to keep track of this blog, because this may give you ideas about where you can have your clients, or give you an idea where your clients may be interested in going, or ideas to suggest to your clients as where to go for interesting travel experiences. So I think this is a great resource. And as with all my news articles, there's a link included in the show notes. So just check out the show notes and you can link right to this article and then follow through and find Princess Cruise Line's blog featuring the ultimate travel bucket list. So with that concludes the news segment of the show. And I want to thank everybody for stopping by and listening to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. Next week, I'm going to be out in Las Vegas at the Blog World and New Media Expo, and I'll be out there with a company that I'm a part owner of called Raw Voice, and we have about five networks of more than 5,000 content producers like me on the network. So we're out there meeting them, talking to people who write blogs, people who read blogs, people who produce podcasts, videocasts. So we're going to be in the thick of this type of social media next week, and it's going to be a great time. And if you're out there, make sure you look me up. I'll be at the Raw Voice booth most of the time, so stop by and say hi. I'd really love to meet you. So with that, hey, I want to wish everybody safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you in a couple weeks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Times are bad and money's tight. People've lost their confidence. Good men paying for the sins of just a few. Unlike all of them, I know what to do, 'cause I've got you. So don't waste air on complications. If you want it right, then make the change. There's so much more out there than money. And since I have a choice, I'll drink the milk and honey with you. 'Cause it don't matter what we've been through. We live life high. kings and queens, fill our pockets full of gold. So don't you worry when times are hard. You know we'll watch them come and go. You know there's nothing out there that really makes me scared. As long as I know you're the one who cares for me. Cause it don't matter what we've been through, you and I will live life high. Looking forward to the good times. Live like kings and queens. Fill our pockets full of gold. And there's a part of me flying free somewhere in the sky. And if there comes a time you part from me, it won't matter what we've been through, you and I will live life high. Looking forward to the good times. Live like kings and queens. Fill our